Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. I am your host, Diane Sorensen, certified life coach, hypnotherapy practitioner, mother, grandmother, and human fascinated with behavior and how to live our best life. My goal is to offer you another perspective, to see behavior in ourselves, our children, and others from another angle. This podcast is for anyone who wants to feel more connected in their relationships. It's for anyone who feels the pull for something more. It's for parents and those who are not. This podcast is for anyone who wants to take a deeper look, because this is where we talk about breaking generational patterns and outdated cultural beliefs, cultivating deeper connections in our life, and leading our life with more confidence and clarity. And I believe that's when beautiful behavior comes into focus. You can learn more about my process, me, and the three different ways in which beautiful behavior could come into focus for you at my website at dianesorensen.net. That's dianesorensen.net. Okay, listeners, let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. I just want to say how grateful I am for all of you tuning in here each week. I truly appreciate your presence here, because if it weren't for you, there wouldn't be a podcast. So I just wanted to take a moment here to tell you all how grateful I am that you are here tuning in, and that we can do this work together to make a more loving world. So thank you. Also, before we get into today's topic, I wanted to let you know that I am hosting a Lunch and Learn on May 21st at 12 o'clock Central. So bring your lunch and we'll spend an hour together. The topic this month is creating connections, creating meaningful connections, and building trust in our relationships. And whether that relationship is with a child, or your partner, or others. That's what we're going to be talking about, how to create meaningful connections. So I hope you will join us in the Beautiful Behavior community on May 21st for that Lunch and Learn. So let's dive into today's topic, which is boredom. So first of all, let's discuss what is boredom. And I think typically, we think boredom is a sign that we need more to do, or we need, to find something more pleasurable to do or exciting to do. We need some excitement in our life. Or when our kids say they're bored, our go-to is to find them something to do. But what boredom actually is a form of resistance. Boredom is resistance to emotional awareness. So when we are bored, we're really saying there's some feelings starting to bubble up that I am uncomfortable with. And boredom really is the failure of not having something to distract me from my emotions, from what's going on the inside. So when we say I'm bored, it's like we're saying I need a distraction from myself. So Gary Zukav talks about this in his book, The Heart of the Soul, which is all about emotional awareness. So boredom is an opportunity to become emotionally aware. It's a sign that we're disconnected from ourself, and it's an opportunity to reconnect. So when you're feeling bored, see if you can lean into that. Lean into this feeling of boredom and see what is there. It's an opportunity to learn about ourselves and understand ourselves at a deeper level. You might journal about it. I'm a big advocate for journaling and seeing what comes out on paper. You could write a letter to board. Dear board, I don't like it when you show up. It feels uncomfortable. What would you have me know? Or you could do it the opposite way and have board write to you. Dear board, what would you have me know today? Kind of like Elizabeth Gilbert, who has been doing this activity of writing a letter to love. Love, what would you have me know today? And you could do that, you know, with any emotion, but you could do it with boredom. And I think we need to allow ourselves to be bored. We get so wrapped up. We are a producing culture. We value productivity, hard work, busy, 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 right? We're busying ourselves all the time, which is also a form of resistance. Busy keeps us away from our emotions. And we don't value downtime. It's like, oh, downtime, that's lazy. We got to fill that up. And that is the message we also send to our children. You know, in today's world, kids don't have a lot of free time. They are overscheduled, overstructured, and we send the message that downtime is a waste of time and it should be filled up. And I think that waste of time, and we're saying, oh, you're wasting time, or this is a waste of time, it's really reflecting that I'm a waste of time. I am worthy of this time to myself. I am worthy of giving myself time just to be with myself, to reflect, to be. And I think that is a gift that we can offer our children, that we give kids free time, and that it's valued, and that it's their time to enjoy however they want. And it may be uncomfortable for them because they may not be used to it. They may be used to having activities all the time, because I think we've gotten where we have something scheduled for our kids at all times because we're afraid of that free time. Afraid of, oh, they'll get bored, and then what? We're afraid they're going to get into trouble. And what kids do when they're bored gives you insight into what's going on the inside for them. So if we just ignore that and keep them busy so we don't have to see what's inside for them, that's part of the problem. So if we can't be with our own uncomfortable emotions, undesired emotions, painful emotions, we will not be able to be with our children's painful emotions. And ignoring them doesn't make them go away. They stay in their bodies and they morph into bigger emotions. So we want to have emotional awareness, and boredom is one thing that helps us become more emotionally aware when we can lean into it. So oftentimes when our kids say, "I'm bored," we, for one, are like, "How can you be bored? There's 100, you know, you got 100 million toys and, you know, screens galore. How can you be bored?" And it's like asking, how can you be feeling? How can you be feeling any emotions when you have all this stuff to do? The other thing we often do when our kids say they're bored is we tell them to do, you know, things like clean your room or some other kind of chore. And of course they say, "Oh, well, I don't want to do that." Because again, bored means I don't want to feel what I'm feeling right now. And I don't have anything to distract myself from that. I don't have anything to distract myself from myself. So giving them something that evokes undesired feelings, of course, they don't want to do that. They're trying to get away from their undesired feelings. So we can be in the drama triangle with boredom. If you've listened to me, this podcast, or you've heard me speak, often I talk about the drama and the empowerment roles. So if you, I mean, you can be in the drama around boredom and be a victim to it. Complaining about it and trying to avoid it. You can be the rescuer and constantly trying to fix your child's boredom. Or you can be the persecutor and, you know, persecute them for being bored. "What do you mean you're bored? Don't tell me you're bored when, you know, you could be cleaning your room," or, you know, whatever. So placing blame on them for being bored. And again, these roles are all about avoiding emotions, avoiding the boredom to avoid emotions. So if we look at the empowered roles, boredom can be the challenger. And a challenger is a catalyst for growth. So boredom is a catalyst for growth. It is not right or wrong. It's actually natural. It's your body's way of getting your attention. So boredom is an uncomfortable and fleeting experience. And it can play a significant role in helping your child develop important skills. Or helping ourselves develop important skills. So boredom can build initiative, self-reliance, problem-solving skills. Now it's an opportunity for them to come up with their own solutions. It can also lead to creativity, curiosity, and flexibility. And it can help us build tolerance, and it can help our children build tolerance for discomfort. We cannot grow and learn if we are always avoiding discomfort, because change comes with an element of discomfort. Growth comes with discomfort. And when we feel stuck, that is also a sign or an opportunity that is trying to get my attention. Because if I feel stuck, that is my avoidance of growth. Because again, growth creates discomfort. And if I'm avoiding discomfort, I'm avoiding growth, and I eventually will feel stuck or bored with life. So boredom can feel like an inconvenience, right? And our kids' boredom, we may see as an inconvenience because we see it as a problem for us to fix. We are not responsible for our children's boredom. We are not responsible for another person's bored. We need to allow our children to own their own boredom and find their own solutions. We need to see our children as capable, because if we don't see them as capable, they will not see themselves as capable, and they will expect to be rescued. So when your kids say, "I'm bored," you basically don't have to do anything. You can acknowledge them without fixing it for them. So they say, "I'm bored." You can say, "Okay." They say it again. "Yeah, I hear you." And, you know, if they're really insistent because they're used to you fixing their bored, you know, stop and be present with them. Get down on their level and just let them know, "I know that you're bored and you think I can fix it. Your bored is yours to fix. You are capable and I believe in you." And so use empathy. You can be understanding about their distress of being bored without fixing it for them. And you can do the same with yourself. You can use empathy and lean into bored as you are compassionate with that part of you. And some other things that you can respond with when your child says, "I'm bored," is, "Tell me more about that. You know, I'm bored. Tell me more." You could ask them, if you could see bored, what would it look like? Can you draw it? If you could draw bored, what color would it be? What texture would it be? Would it be spiky or smooth? Would it be hard or soft? So boredom isn't a bad thing. And if we can open up to curiosity around our child's boredom and our own, then our children can be curious about theirs. And oftentimes, children will say they're bored in school. And our go-to is, they need more challenge. They need higher challenge. And I believe that we really need to examine, why is my child feeling uncomfortable in school? Because what they're really saying is, if I'm bored, I'm feeling uncomfortable. And so what is going on that is creating this emotional discomfort? And again, it's not about fixing it. It's about inquiring about it. It's about gathering more information. It's actually more about being with what is here rather than what can I do to get rid of it. So giving the undesired emotions acknowledgement, and also, how do I want to feel? How does my child want to feel? And what can move me and what can move my child in that direction? So it's not either or here, it's both. It's acknowledging the undesired feelings and gaining understanding of, what are these feelings trying to tell me? What can I learn from them? And how can I grow the feelings that I want to feel? Because here's the deal. We can't grow joy and peace and all the emotions, the desired emotions, without also working with the undesired emotions. Because if we ignore the undesired emotions and numb those, the desired emotions also become numb. They all work together. So my challenge for you this week is to notice where boredom shows up and what you can learn from it, and allow your child to work with theirs. So I would love to hear your comments, what you thought about this episode. Follow me over on Instagram at DianeSorensen.bb, or you can email me and you will find my email on my website at DianeSorensen.net. And all of those links you will also find in the show notes. So have a great week, everyone. And remember to register for the Lunch and Learn happening on May 21st. All right. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show or previous shows, I would so appreciate you subscribing and leaving a review. I am so grateful for all of you listeners who are joining me here for these conversations, because I believe it's through these type of conversations that we start to shift the paradigm, creating a more loving and compassionate world. I hope you will join me here each week as we discover new ways to show up in our lives and create a bigger impact. And if you are ready to take this to the next level, head on over to my website at DianeSorensen.net. Again, that's DianeSorensen.net. Get on my calendar and see how you can be supported, and if we're a good fit, so that you can get out of survival and into thrival. Change is possible, and I've got you.